What do you want to hear?
All right. All right, here they come. Holy shit. Hey, Zach, you have anything you want to do? You're good? Wait, Zach, what? Fuck those people. Oh, that's a, you're an asshole, dude. That's not cool. I need one more scotch. I'm getting fucked up. I don't give a shit. It's a 40-minute drive to Athens tomorrow. What do I care? Give me one more scotch. Who's gonna... Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Who's gonna come to Athens? Oh, shit. Oh, thanks, sweetie. One more scotch. Okay, here comes some more. Here comes three more. Fuck it. All right. Thanks, dudes. Fuck, guys, thank you so much for saying... Fuck it. We're all gonna be hanging out, getting drunk. You can buy me more drinks. But seriously... I do need a scotch, seriously, all right? I need one more, all right? Hear that, Dad? I'm not gay! Christmas was a horrible holiday growing up, but the one memory that I have that's good is the Chipmunk song. The Chipmunk's Christmas song, because we had it on a record. Yes. And you could play the record very slowly. If you can find the Chipmunk song on an LP, buy it and... Oh, hi. Oh. How you doing? Yeah. I'm going to be crying on a hooker's belly. The Chipmunk song... Yes, scotch and water. Yeah. No, that's great. Are you kidding? But you said it like I am. Well, I have a weakness for Irish women because they give you superpowers. They do. When you fuck them, they give you superpowers. You don't know that. I shouldn't share that, but it's true. You should. You know, give it a try. Fuck an Irish girl and then go, you'll lift the fucking police car and throw it. You will. The next morning. Trust me. I should be. Hang on, let me take a look at you. Oh, I should be. Hi. fucking shillelio, fuck your brains out. How you doing? Get the Chipmunk song on record and play it slow. Because if you do that, all the Chipmunks sound like normal monotone guys singing a really bad song about Christmas. And that guy, Dave Alvin, remember that guy that they hang out with? Now, he sounds like this fucking demon from the seventh level of murderers and traitors. It is the best Christmas memory ever, Gilligan. So you put it on and it's like, Christmas, Christmas, time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer. Okay. Simon. Naturally. Okay. Drinking you in. How you doing, sweetie? No. So sad, Russ Meyer's dead. Ooh.
Russ, you stay there. You tell jokes. I'm just gonna add music.
Go ahead.
It's really sad what you're doing, and I just want to add some sad music.
It is. Thank you. Could you play Tori Amos's Little Earthquakes, the whole album? That'd be great. Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to tell you, Joe. Just...
If you would learn the saxophone, you could be the next Letterman, by the way. I'm just saying. Or the next Quarter Flash. What are you buying me, you goddess?
What is this?
Yeah, but this is not fucking Glenn Livett. What are you giving the hot Amazon goddess? The bartender's like, I'm just peeing in a cup. See how I poured a little out for Russ Meyer? For the Buxotics that are dead. Yeah. For Christy Harper, Kit Natividad had her breasts removed. Russ Meyer dead. I'm tipping it out a little bit. Huh? Fuck yeah. I was dyslexic all through high school, and
you know what sucks about being a midget?
What? You know what sucks about? Fuck it, I don't care.
Patton, just do your material, please.
Huh? Do your material? Oh, I so want to need to lie down. Zombies. Searchers! Oh, God. That's deep vault shit. Really? Ooh. There is a fucking Buxotic asking me. So, all right, I'll do that. All right. Easy! Can you stop doing comedy so I could hire you? Like, fuck this.
I mean, honestly, how
funny are your jokes? Really, think about it. Do you tell stories like me? No, you don't. Yeah, I named my shoes Fred, and I'm gonna have shoot Fred shoes. Come on.
I don't get your humor at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grizzly Adams on the piano. Can you go for Grizzly Adams? Here comes a Bilbo Baggins joke. Here we go.
I'm actually a young Bruce Valanche.
Sweet Jesus. You know what's really sad? I wrote for the Oscars one year. This was boring. I know. Here's what I hate about Hollywood, and if any of you guys move there, people that you hate will be so fucking nice to you, and people that you respect will be so goddamn mean to you, and it will destroy your little fucking indie, DIY ethic. It'll really piss you off. Because I met Bruce Valanche at the Oscars when the producer was giving me shit for my writing, and he defended every fucking thing that I wrote. And it really, like, I'm like, could you please be a fucking dick to me, because I hate you so much. Just please, you're ruining my whole thing. And then I met Martin Mull on the show that I did. But yeah, exactly, he's like my hero, and he was such a fucking dick to me. And I was like, you need to reverse this. Like, I need Bruce Valanche to be an asshole, and I need Martin Mull to be really cool. And Martin Mull was so mean-spirited and nasty. Tell him your C. Thomas Howell story about how nice he was to you. Remember how nice he was to you? On Red Dawn 2?
I'm not here to talk, I'm here to this.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
These people love you. Come on, man. Zach, I can barely follow you. Come on, just embrace it.
Take your pants off.
Shut up, fat girl.
Oh, Wow.
I don't know if she's fat. I just thought
no, she's
funny.
So not fat.
I know. I thought it'd be funny. God damn it.
She's curvaceously cantilevered and buxotic and gravity-defying and broad-beamed. Nice. How you doing? Hello. I'd like to rappel down you. Little hobbit. Yeah, but you look tall from my perspective. I'm going to rappel into the valley full of caramels and ponies, if you know what I mean. Zach is so disgusted with my lame crash jokes and my love of black people. Why do you hate black people? What's your problem, dude? By the way, the Viking ship you're building in Venice Harbor, that's never going to sail. It'll never sail. Okay, how many helmets with horns you buy? It's not going to sail, dude. Just relax. The alternative Marvin Hamlish. How you doing?
Finally, a funny joke.
Finally.
Hold on. Hold on, everyone. A tortoise just passed out. There's a tortoise on stage. Pat, do it. Do any riffs and let's go. We got stuff to do. I'm sure there's a comic book store open.
You're very good, yeah.
Fucking goddamn on the road with these geeks.
Have you guys, Batman got kicked out of the JLA 2 years ago. It's true. He formed a lot of contingency plans against the other members, and Ra's al Ghul got a hold of him. Pack me up, nerds! I'm sure that there's a lot of Alan Rickman in Die Hard fans in the room, Zach. You can get him behind you right now.
Well, one can only hope that you have a riff about it.
Did you watch Robert De Niro in Great Expectations and get pissed off?
Patton, seriously, just go on up on a riff.
All right, here's my last bit. I'll do Carvel. Get ready for some Carvel music. Yeah. Oh, you cocksucker. Yeah. Big Beard voted for Bush. Zach Galifianakis, folks. Take a big look. Owns 3 houses in Lawrence, Kansas. Oh, this is good shit. This is Glenn Livett, by the way. That's really sad. I can identify. Apparently. But you got the right shit. It is. You're right. Zach, don't leave me hanging. I'm gonna do Carvel. Ready? There we go. The HBO we're dating to do comedy music right now.
This is no one gives a shit music. No one cares about your riffs, your bits. You think you're so drunk. These are mannequins, goddammit.
I have to drink.
You're some online fantasy game that you're always on.
I have to drink this much to be as unfunny as you.
Well, I just wish I was in a really cool show like King of Queens.
Really artistic.
And all my guard, like King of Queens.
I wish I could be the commercial fade out on True Calling.
What is this like? God, this is horrible.
I wish I could be 2 minutes in Bubble Boy.
You know what? That was a really good. My dream was always to be in the Blade 3.
Really? My dream was to get my balls caught in a whirlpool bath and out cold.
I know, I saw you at that audition.
We're having a bad career off.
Both of our careers suck. One day they'll be good. But not tonight.
All right. If I could remember the Chris Kattan movie you were in, I would slam you with it. What was it called?
Don't try.
Yeah, good girl.
I wish I could have had it 2 episodes on Man's Tour.
That was it.
We both rolled a lot.
On that show. Sit down, fat ass. If you're making fun of Best Week Ever, then you're dead. Is that what he's making fun of? If he is, then I'm pissed off.
And now finish.
All right, good. All right, finish it off. Motherfucker!
I don't like the derogatory terms towards women. I just don't like that pussy thing. Just call him Patton.
I was fired from VH1. Not canceled. I was on a horrible show called Best Week Ever. It's horrible. And the whole point of the show was you make fun of people in the news. And usually they would send you a packet and you would like write jokes and then come in the next week and make jokes. And it was fun. And for the first couple weeks, I was pretty good at it. This shows you how unprofessional that I am. Because they ask you, be glad I didn't drop that down the front of my pants. So you didn't hear me queef. 2-week-old tacos. So they would go, hey, Patton, Courtney loves getting fat. And then you would go, I know what Courtney loves, cupcakes. And then they will ask you a follow-up question, and they'll go, I guess she's not into the heroin chic anymore. And you go, I guess heroin has frosting on it. Yes. That fucking lame. I got to the point I couldn't be funny anymore because I'm such an idiot. So they would go, hey, Patton, Paris Hilton's writing a book. And I would go, she's a cunt who should die of AIDS. And they would go, oh, okay. Okay.
I'm on stage.
Follow-up question. She's releasing a line of handbags. You would go, as long as she gets AIDS. And they would go, oh, okay. And then the camera, I would still go, if she could get AIDS or the cancer of the leukemia of the eyes, like if a biker could fuck that into her skull, and then we go, all right, funny man Patton Oswalt. Should I not end on that?
No. That's
all right, you're good.
Something a little bit more friendly.
The thing that I miss about the East Coast. Yeah, do you get cheers for your fucking bits? No, you don't. No, you don't. How about that?
Because I haven't been doing things from 1985.
Yeah, because you weren't funny in 85.
I wasn't alive in 85.
In 85, when I turned 50, that's when I fucking hit the nickel. The The thing that I miss about the East Coast, why do I sense a bad UPN show between you and I right now? This is awful. Me leaning against the piano, quietly shitting in my adult diapers. And Zach checking his messages. How'd that Nutrageous audition go?
You know, it's pretty cool, but I don't think I got it.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't get it? I should check my messages then. All right, that's all I'm saying. Because I was sitting right behind you.
I'd like to request a...
Nutty? It's like awesome! Hang on, shut up. That's my audition. Hang on, be real quiet. Nutty? It's awesome! Let's hear yours. See how good you were. I think I got it. Do your audition. Nutty, it's awesome. That was a line.
I'm just...
We fucking read with each other. Nutty,
I would like to
comma,
just...
it's awesome. Let's hear your audition.
I was not paying attention to anything you said.
No, you so were!
And I'll just request something.
Oh, Jesus.
It's this bit that you used to call the ending.
Oh, the ending?
Yeah, would you just...
It's called the ending? Just all right. So Zach Galifianakis is doing his first open mic. Wow. Oh, hi, sweetie. All right. Thing I miss. I thought all the trolls died at the end of Return of the King. That's weird. And one was moving around. That's really creepy. What are you saying? What are you saying? Bring it up here, motherfucker! Bring it up here, motherfucker! Fucking pussy. Yeah. But what? Oh my! Oh, I hate this. Oh no! Dave Anthony, folks, should wear a jacket, but that's okay. All right, fine. The thing that I miss about the East Coast, cheer again, please. Give me some strength. Yeah. Wow. Zach is back in Tallahassee right now. Or the Tom Carvel ads for the Tom Carvel ice cream. Tom Carvel owned about a dozen shitball ice cream stores up and down the East Coast. And he did his own voiceovers for his ads. And therein lay the tragedy of Tom Carvel. Because Tom Carvel had a voice that sounded like Tom Waits gargling chunks of hot asphalt. Like the minute that you heard it, it like turned your spine into broken glass, like, the fuck is that? You know what it is? It's Tom Carvel selling iced milk at 2 a.m. And you always knew that it was somebody who's like, hi, this is Tom Carvel of the Carvel Ice Cream Stores. Just in time for Father's Day, we have Fudgy the Whale. That's right. Fudgy the Whale is a 6-layer ice cream cake. And we'll write you a whale of a dad on it in frosting color of your choice. Fudgy the Whale, bringing your Father's Day greetings from beyond the seven seas. And you couldn't cut those cakes with a fucking lightsaber. Your dad would pop his shoulder out, you fucking bastards! Bullet stopping goodness from Tom Carvel for the most obscure holidays on the calendar. If only Lee Harvey Oswald had been carrying our ice cream cakes when they transferred him from that prison in Dallas, he'd still be alive to tell us who pulled the trigger on JFK today. So pick up our new lime-flavored grassy knoll ice cream cake. That's right, it's an ice cream cake shaped like a grassy knoll. And there's little licorice CIA men pulling the trigger on JFK as he rides by in a delicious marzipan limousine. And Tom Carvel only had 2 pans. You know what I mean? 2 pans. And so depending on how he turned it, that's what the shape was. So the Fudgy the Whale pan, boom, this way, he would turn it north, and it would turn it like, yeah, it looks like, it would like turn it like sort of a Santa Claus head. but it looked like it had been like really beaten savagely. It was all swollen and fucked up. Like, looks like Santa Claus was giving someone the hairy eyeball at the local tavern, and they hadn't read any Hubert Selby novels, so they dragged him out into the back alley and they worked him over with lead pipes really fast. That's a gay panic beating, and that's real raspberry preserves coming out of his ear holes and nose nostrils. Kris Kringle pummeled from Tom Carvel.
He turned it that way and was like, kind of looked like a leprechaun, but his legs were all bent and broken and fucked up. Like,
yeah, it looks like it's a fucking Patio Cripply.
Thank you.
Patio Cripply. His legs are stunted and broken. He can't take you to his pot of gold. You can catch him really easy. Bad news for him, good news for you. Patio Cripply dragging himself along the forest floor, wishing you top of the morning. And Tom Carvel, oh my God, I'm drunk. The alcohol has dissolved my continence. Keep it going for Zach Galifianakis. And keep it going for me. Good night.